Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Thank you, Father God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for your presence and your provision as we look into your word. And we thank you that your spirit that moves upon our heart, enlightening us, making your kingdom real, your presence real, and your provision for us relevant to your plan with us and the development of our character and our purpose, our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our lives are in your hand like a river. You direct us as needed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 95. It's verses 2 and 3. But the TPT is nice and big. The trans, you know, they take a lot of word. They make a lot of word there. But just reading the ESV this morning, it's short and sweet. So we'll do verse 1 again. 1, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with song and praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
Hallelujah. This morning it's the same. We must come into his presence, and that's so beautiful. And why is it so important? You know, in the old covenant, the presence of God was hindered from moving in people's lives. His presence at all times, he fills the heavens, he fills the earth, he fills everything. He's all over, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all powerful, all over, all knowing. But the new covenant, the beauty of the new covenant is that his presence has been available, he's been made available now. When Jesus died on the cross, the curtain of the Holy of Holies that housed the presence of God was torn from top to bottom. I like that, from top to bottom. So heaven could come to earth so that his presence could come and dwell with man. And that was God's always God. That was God's intention. We saw that in the beginning with Adam. And but that we know the fall came in. But praise God for the work of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, and now the rule of Jesus. We've got so much good. We've got everything, not just so much. We've got everything needed for life, everything pertaining to life now. And that's the invitation, you know. We don't come get saved just because we got problems and we are scared of the consequences. We got saved. We came home so that we can now stay at home in the kingdom. The kingdom is the home as it is in heaven. And in the presence of the king of the kingdom, and in the leading of the king of the kingdom. And to have that drawing close, that spending time in the presence of God is so important. I like Hebrews, where it says that Jesus, he came here to see the whole situation, to experience what we experience, to suffer what we suffer here on the earth. But he also came to show a true picture of man as God would desired it, as God would want it. And so he grew and he overcame in every way, and then paid the price. We know the story. Price was paid, 3 days, three nights, went up into heaven, and now made available the Spirit of God that opens up the presence of the goodness of God for us. And that's what it's so necessary to come boldly to the throne of grace, it goes on in Hebrews. Why? Because he has suffered and he knows the way of escape and he knows what he needs and he knows us. We were made. Everything was made in him and nothing was not made in him. And so it's where we find ourselves. It's where we find our heavenly family, where we find the vision, which is faith, which is dreams, which is purpose that motivates us. And noble people make noble plans because that's where it comes from the presence of God. and by noble plans we stand. So it's all in, unless he builds a house, we labor in vain. It's him building the house and us agreeing with him, flowing together with him, that brings about the beauty of God's plan for our life, which is relevant to the plan for our family, to bless them, the environment we bless, and then we extend the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So, and also just remember, there's a beautiful scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:18. He says, every time we behold the glory of the Lord, as in a mirror, we are changed from one degree of glory to the next. So you don't want to miss out on changes that is necessary for your destiny, for your purpose. So you stick with God like glue, and then your purpose, your the right character, the right vision, all the good things of heaven become more real to you, and then you can be developing on schedule. As in Jesus, as in David, there's certain things laid out there for your life. With David in it, it was a lion, it was a bear, and it was Goliath. It was the rich family, then overcoming Paul's chasing King Saul, chasing him, and then later on becoming King of Kings. So everyone has got a destiny, a purpose laid out for their lives. And this is what you want to stay in tune with God, with the God of the purpose, with the King of the kingship that he's bringing about in our lives. Amen. So be encouraged, guys, and just draw close. It's so important, because it's so Isaiah 50 says, he awakens us and he gives us newness, his mercies. And then it says, but the warning is right on the end of the chapter, verse 11. He says, if you build, and if you light your fires, you will lie down in torment. So the important thing is letting God light the fire, open up the truth to you. Amen. And from the inside, and then you work together with him, bringing it to pass on the outside. So stick with God. He knows the way. And then you're in the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.